We're doing the Ein Yaakov. We have only a few minutes. We're up to Daf Nun Dalet in the Gemara, Daf Samech Peites Amud Beis in the standard Ein Yaakovs. The Gemara had been discussing that when you see miraculous places, meaning you see places where miracles occurred, not that the place is miraculous, but rather a miracle occurred on behalf of the Jewish people, then you make a special blessing. And the Gemara brought different examples. So now the Gemara is analyzing those examples. One example was, Evan Shebikesh Og Melech HaBashan Lizrok Al Yisrael. The stone that Og, the king of Bashan, lifted in an attempt to throw at the Jewish people. What was this stone? So the Gemara says, Gemara Gemirila, we have a tradition that the following thing happened. Amar, Og said, Machane Yisrael Kama Havea, how big is the camp of Israel? Tlata Parse, it's 3 parsa. That's the length, that's the width, that's the size of the camp of Israel. Ezel ve'yakir tura bar tlata parsi. Og was a giant. He said, I'll lift the mountain the size of 3 parsa, ve'ishdi alayu, and I'll throw it on them, v'aktilinu, and I'll wipe out, I'll annihilate the Jewish people with one thrust. Azali went, akar tura bar tlata parsi. He lifted a mountain that size. And he started carrying it on his head, moving forward towards the Jewish camp with the thought to bury them under that mountain. God sent ants on Og, and they made a hole in the bottom of the mountain. And so now he's carrying the mountain, bouncing it on his head, advancing, and suddenly the ants eat away at the bottom of the mountain, and the mountain settles down on his neck. So now his face is covered. The mountain just came crashing down over his face. Ba'al mishlefe. He wanted to pick up the mountain to take it off his head. Mashchua shinei lehai gisa velehai gisa. Hashem made his teeth protrude. His teeth grow long in both directions. So his upper teeth started growing down into the mountain, and his lower teeth went into the mountain. Velomatzi lemishlefa, and he couldn't take it off. Now it's caught on his teeth. The Hainu Dichtiv, that's what David HaMelech said in Tehillim, in Psalms. Shinei Reshaim Shibarta. You broke the teeth of the wicked. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, we have a tradition that even though the word is Shibarta, we read it as Sheribavta, that you extended it. That God made his teeth grow long at just the right moment, and they got caught on the mountain. So now he's stuck with the mountain on his head. Okay, he's still alive, we're still alive. Now what? Moshe kama havai, how tall was Moshe? Eser amin. 10 amah, 20-footer. Moshe was a very tall man. Shakal narga bat eser amin. Moshe Rabbeinu, he took a stick. He took a stick that was 10 amos long. V'shavar eser amin. And he jumped 10 amos into the air. So now he's jumped 20 feet. He's 20 feet tall. And he's holding a stick that's 20 feet long. Umachye bekarsule. He hit him in his ankle. Okay, that's the word. V'katle, and he killed him. So you say, how do you kill a person by hitting him in the ankle? Well, if that's what God wants should happen, that's what's going to happen. This wasn't natural.
It's not Achilles' heel. It's
a killer's heel, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I don't know. So this is a famous medrash that all the kids learn about. What does it mean? I don't know. But that's what the medrash says happened. So the Gemara seems to understand it literally, that there was such a huge rock that you could find somewhere. I guess eventually when he died, they removed his body. Could use those bones to make a lot of things. Such big bones. But the rock remained. And the Talmud says, if you see that rock, so then you make a blessing over it, that God made a miracle for the Jewish people in this place. And the next examples we'll have to see next week. We're out of time.